Good afternoon, everyone. This is Norma again, and I'm here to walk you through the next Stephen Ministry training module. We've come a long way in our training. We're getting down to the last few modules before we close and complete the training for Stephen Minister. The remaining modules cover supervision, which has been a topic we've alluded to several times in our discussions along the way in the last several months. Also, how to make your final caring visit. I'm sorry, we just did that. How to make your first caring visit. That's usually situated at the end of the program because it's closer to the time when Stephen ministers, new Stephen ministers, will be assigned to their care receivers. And also the final class, which is called Go, God is with you. And it's a great send-off for our Stephen Minister trainees, especially those who will continue on to the ministry. But today we're going to be starting the supervision end of the discussion, and it is split into two sessions, two classes. The first is called Supervision, A Key to Quality Christian Care, of course, Part 1. It begins on page 407 in your workbook. Now, supervision, as we mentioned several times, and I'll mention it again today, is extremely important to those who wish to participate in this ministry. In fact, I can very simply say that without supervision, there is no Stephen ministry. There is no ministry because we can't have people who are unsupervised walking alongside others who are going through a very difficult time in life, having no resources available to them and no recourse and no one they can talk to because they have to maintain confidentiality and have to deal with the things that come up during caregiving. So it's not an unsupervised situation. It requires close supervision. Interesting thing about it, though, is in Stephen ministry, the supervision is peer supervision. Peer supervision. So there is no one person leading the supervision meeting. There's a facilitator. In this case, it would be myself. But as far as the actual supervisory nature of the meeting, we supervise each other. And it works very well. So today, the objective is going to be how to understand what takes place in small group peer supervision in a session, how to know what tools, supervision tools to use and then become more familiar with them. A commitment, we're hoping that everyone will commit to faithful participation in the meeting because it is extremely crucial, especially if you have a care receiver. And also observe a supervision session in action. We have a really good video that Stephen Ministry put together, and it's going to walk us through a mock supervision session. Okay, today's devotion is titled Toward Love and Good Deeds. Would someone please read, this is what I would ask in the class, of course, I ask you to please read the passage from Hebrews at the beginning of your lesson. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day, capital D, approaching. Hebrews 10, verses 23 to 25. Now, the author of these words is an unknown leader in the early church, and he was writing to those who had recently endured persecution, and it looked like more trouble was on the horizon. He encouraged them to continue to meet and build each other up in the face of the struggles and trials they were sustaining. This encouragement is just as relevant to Christians today, even though our circumstances are different. Although I might say things are getting worse. So persecution as a Christian has never been so vividly possible, a matter of life, as it is today. At least not in current history. In history at the time when the Bible was written, yeah, there was a lot of persecution as well. And it was at times very, very merciless. So one of the situations we talk about when we talk about encouraging each other is that of the Stephen Minister. Now, Stephen Minister isn't being persecuted, and neither is the care receiver. But in Stephen ministry, encouragement, building up each other as we work in ministry is very important. And you will find that you will actually look forward to these ministry meetings. Now, there are three points in the author's letter we need to pay attention to. The first is, by meeting together, Christians can spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And in our case, the Stephen Minister caring relationship could really exemplify love and good deeds as we voluntarily enter into the pain of another person's life and share Christ's love with them through our own words and actions. And supervision groups are a way to spur one another on, in a sense as well, because we provide support, guidance, and accountability for one another. Accountability, by the way, is very, very important. We all struggle at times with the commitments that we make, but we have in this ministry a means to remind each other, you know, you committed to coming to this meeting regularly. You committed to meet with your care receiver weekly. You committed to be there for your care receiver as a priority in your life. You know, many commitments are being made when you take the step of becoming a commissioned Stephen Minister. So it's really, really important that we encourage each other to keep those commitments. Second, the author warned the Christians not to get in the habit of missing meetings, and as I alluded to that just a minute ago. See, Christian ministry is challenging. It's really possible to become discouraged, usually temporarily, or even to go astray when you're trying to do your best for your care receiver. So as Stephen ministers, we could be tempted to shift into like a fix-it mode, which we know we're not supposed to do. Or we may just get frustrated because our care receivers may not be cooperative or see things the way we do. It just could become a little frustrating at times. So it's very important to meet regularly in supervision. That way we can encourage one another and help each other to stay focused and faithful in this ministry. The third point, note the reason for the message to begin with. The hope we profess and the belief that he, Christ, who promised, is faithful. So there's hope, and we have Jesus Christ as the center of this ministry, and he is faithful to his promises. In Stephen ministry, the belief and hope includes our understanding that we're the caregivers, God is the cure giver. You remember that way back in the beginning, and we've maintained that reminder all the way through. So we focus on the process, trusting that God's going to bring about results. And it works very well that way. Actually, it wouldn't work well any other way. Part of that process that we talk about is to meet together in supervision. And meeting together in supervision is what we'll be focusing on during this class and the one next week. I'd like to start, if you will, with the opening prayer, please. Dear Father, we thank you for this reminder and encouragement to meet together in our ministry. Help us to learn the process of supervision so we can spur one another on towards love and good deeds. We love you, and we thank you for being faithful to the promises you make to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so how does small group peer supervision work? You read quite a bit about it in your pre-class reading. We're going to kind of build on what you've read. Let's review some key points and see and discuss why supervision is set up this way. First of all, the importance of supervision. Supervision, as I just said a couple of times and I'm going to continue to say, is critical, absolutely critical to Stephen ministry. In fact, quite frankly, you can't have the ministry without it. Stephen ministers rely on their supervision group for guidance and support so they can serve their care receivers well and effectively. So actively participating in Stephen ministry supervision is a commitment every Stephen minister makes when they agree to serve. Another point, the goal of supervision. Take a look, please, at focus note one. It's on page 407 in your book. And I'm just going to read it real quick. It's not very long. And it gives us a snapshot of what the goal of supervision is. The goal of Stephen Ministry Supervision is for Stephen ministers to help one another provide the best care possible for their care receivers. Pretty straightforward. Two important points. This is peer supervision. It's Stephen ministers helping Stephen ministers. In supervision, it's not one person supervising everyone, although it may feel like it some days, at least for me, but it shouldn't be that way. And it isn't to any large extent. In supervision, it's not that. It's a group of fellow caregivers working together to provide oversight for one another. So supervision takes place for the benefit of the care receiver. Now, that doesn't mean the Stephen minister is not going to benefit from supervision. In fact, they do, and they should. But the primary goal and main purpose of this whole process is to provide the best possible care for your care receiver. So just like a Stephen minister or ministry caring relationship is a formal, structured relationship, small group peer supervision is also a formal, structured relationship, and it works much better because it's done that way. So as you participate in supervision, you're going to support each other, provide guidance, hold each other accountable, as I mentioned, for the vital ministry that you do as Stephen ministers. Forming supervision groups. Let's move on to that topic. We're on page 408 now in your workbook. And this is the red book, of course. As you participate in supervision, you're going to support one another and hold each other accountable, as I said. But when does this all take place, this forming supervision groups? How does it fit? Well, you won't be going to supervision until after you are commissioned as a Stephen minister. There could be a little bit of gap in time because we're going to finish. The plan is to finish our training on the 27th of this month. Well, 27th of September, next month. And so once that has happened, then we'll be in a position to establish a date for commissioning Sunday. And that will be held at more than likely a Sunday service. We have to decide that. It depends on who's commissioned and how flexible they are, because we have people who are trainees who are regular members who participate in Saturday service and then others that participate in Sunday. We'll work details. So once you are commissioned, you're going to be assigned to the supervision group. We only have one here. If you visualize a church that's very large and has several Stephen ministry groups, that's why they refer to it this way, because you could be assigned to a particular supervision group. Here it's one. You all be in the same group. And you'll begin participating in small group peer supervision. Now we'll look at the meetings themselves. Just a little bit. Frequency and leadership. Okay, let's talk about what happens in these meetings. Frequency, first of all. Supervision at Bethlehem is a once a month event. Right now it's the last Wednesday of the month. We start at 11 o'clock in the morning. And it takes approximately, with depending on the size group, it can take a maximum of 2.5 hours. We can, as you might recall, I've mentioned this earlier in another class, we can hold emergency supervision meetings if necessary. If you have a situation that cannot wait until a regularly scheduled meeting, by all means, you let me know. And if it looks like that's the best thing to do, we'll hold a meeting early. In larger congregations, they may hold meetings twice a month. Now, each supervision meeting lasts around 90 minutes. That allows time to give normal check-ins and two in-depth reports from two Stephen ministers. Okay. So typically, each Stephen minister would be in a rotation to give an in-depth report, which is a more detailed report, just as the name implies, about every 3 months.
It just depends on the numbers in the group, but that's roughly how often you're asked to give a more detailed report called in-depth. You'll give a shorter check-in report every month, except for the month that you give your in-depth. Don't worry too much about the details. They'll come. Number two, leadership. Supervision is guided by a supervision group facilitator. Well, again, here it's going to be the Stephen leader, and at this moment, we only have me. So there'll be one. The Stephen Ministry talks about other positions of authority, like group facilitator, you know, all kinds of levels of responsibility that we just don't need or have here at Bethlehem at this time. Specifics as to how supervision works at Bethlehem. The Stephen leader facilitates the meeting once per month. Typically, two Stephen ministers give in-depth reports and others give check-in reports. And we have been meeting in the Christian Life Room, which is the middle office between Kathy's office and Pastor Green's. Depending on the group, we may be outgrowing that office, and that's good news. And then in that case, we'll either probably meet here in the Christian Life Room or possibly another location in the building. We haven't decided yet. Time will take care of that. We'll find a good place. Now, we also, as part of the meeting, have continuing education. That's about a 40 to 45 minute block of time. We have customarily done it before supervision. It can be done in reverse. And it's a time when the Stephen leader conducts a topic that would be of value to the audience, which of course is Stephen ministers, caring caregivers. So we can do a book review, we can view a video on a topic that's relevant, we can invite someone from a local agency to speak to the group. We haven't done that yet, but that certainly can be done. On topics that kind of relate to what we do, but some topics don't relate directly, but they certainly are helpful for the Stephen ministers continuing education as a good Christian follower of Jesus Christ. Now, a demonstration of small group peer supervision. Okay, we're kind of moving along on this. I'm going to be handing out in the class four forms. I'm going to say to the audience at home, if you would like copies of these forms, now they are in your book, you'll find them. They were after the pre-class reading, if I'm not mistaken. But I hand out forms, the blanks of these particular forms, because you're going to actually in the class be working on filling them out for a particular caring situation. So the first is the contact record sheet. Then the check-in statement, caring relationship in-depth report, and questions for regular supervision group evaluation. So those are the ones we're going to look at. They're not the only forms that we've got. We've got forms for everything, but those are the ones that are used a lot. Now we're going to look at a demonstration on video of small group peer supervision. It was prepared by Stephen Ministry, of course, and it demonstrates a session of small group peer supervision. It gives pretty realistic examples of the situation that supervision groups handle and encounter and how they handle them and respond. What I ask you to do is watch for the process that the supervision group follows, as well as the content of the discussion, and kind of note how this group provides all the support or necessary support for the Stephen Minister. Giving, especially the ones giving their in-depth, because that's really the main time when there's any discussion back and forth, and how that helps that Stephen minister provide good care. I'm going to ask you to look first at Focus Note 2, page 409 in your book, and we'll kind of take a look at that in the class, because key things, it lists key things to look for in the video, and I ask you to keep this in front of you when you're listening to the video so you don't miss anything important. You want to watch for key aspects of the supervision process, the beginning of supervision session, and it tells you how that breaks out, what's in it, the in-depth reports and discussions, the end of the supervision session, and the documents that are going to be looked at. So you want to be familiar with what's in that focus note. They also, let me see, they also allude to focus question sets. I have them today for the group to look at. They're also in your book, in your workbook. They're used when the Stephen minister is giving an in-depth report. Now, we're not going to get into the use of them today that much, but next week we will. So just be aware that that is a tool that's used. Now, in the class, I would be playing now a 33-minute video, Stephen Ministry Supervision in Action, and then we would take our break right after it. Coming back from break, we talk about the steps in the supervision process. Okay, and again, there's slides in the class that refer to all this, but I'm just trying to give you the highlights so you get the meat of it. Look at focus note 3, please, in your book. It's on page 410. Okay. This focus note lists the steps in small group peer supervision, which you saw in the video before the break. Okay? They're the same steps you saw in focus note 2, but they're detailed. Okay? Because they're going to look alike, but now there's more detail in them. And I would ask you to look and read carefully focus note 3 in your book on page 410. Now first, I'll touch on some information regarding this. The beginning of the supervision session, okay, we're on page 411 now in your workbook. We're going to talk about each step a little bit. What I'm going to ask you to do while I'm talking, you've got a place in your workbook to write some notes, so please take a look at the forms that we're going to be talking about. Actually, I think what I'm going to do in the class is actually hand out some loose forms so they have them right in front of them. And that's what you would be looking at while I would talk to you about each one. But first, this is how it flows. We gather on time, please. don't be late. Gather and pray. A Stephen minister usually volunteers to say the opening and closing prayer. First, the Stephen ministers, most of them will deliver a contact record sheet. Well, all of them will deliver that record sheet to the Stephen leader, and I'll review it and return it to you with any questions I might have. And then they will deliver a check-in statement. The contact record sheet will be handed to the Stephen leader. If you notice focus note 4 on page 412 in your book, flipping to that now. Okay, it illustrates what a contact record sheet should look like. And one of the things that stands out right away, I would think, is the brevity and how concise it is. So keep it brief, prepare it as you go in your caring relationship, and make sure it is complete and up to date before the meeting. All the reports in Stephen Ministry that you might be asked to do need to be done before the meeting, in writing, on the correct form, you bring it to the meeting. Now, some people will share a written check-in statement like you see. Well, actually, you don't see it yet. You see the contact record sheet. But the check-in statement would be something that people might be asked, of course, to also bring to the meeting. And the people who are not doing an in-depth, the Stephen minister is not doing an in-depth, will actually be presenting their form and their report on a check-in statement. So I'm looking now at focus note number 5, characteristics of an effective check-in statement. And I'm not going to read all this, but you can read it, you know, in your book, and it will give you some good information on what the check-in statement should look like. It's on page 413 in your book. Okay? But the titles, you know, the topics are brevity, it needs to be brief, it needs to be open and honest, confidential, it is confidential, and prepared in advance. Focus note 6 shows you a good example of what the check-in statement should look like.
concise, confidential, brief. Remember that. Okay, so you looked at six, and hopefully now you know what you're going to be hearing and seeing, part of what you're going to hear and see in the video. Now what we're doing is going back, and I'm putting in a new video that actually lifts some sections of the discussion of supervision, and we take a closer look at the supervision skills that are used. So, for example, the video clip number one is Scott's check-in, the character in the video. Scott does a check-in. It's about 2 minutes long, so I have the class take a look at that again. And he reads his check-in statement, which is a good way to keep it focused and concise. You don't have to, you know, in fact, it's better not to just go by memory or ad lib, because you're more than likely going to stray off topic and give too much information and begin to get hung up on details you shouldn't be getting hung up on, and maybe even inviting some questions from the group. In a check-in situation, it's a report, and there's very little feedback from the group, if any. That goes with the in-depth. There is feedback from the group, but with a check-in statement, it's more of a report. There could be a request on the part of the Stephen minister for prayers, or you know, one, they could raise one thing to the attention of the group, but it should not be an open table discussion, because if it is, the meeting will get way out of hand. There'll be like mini in-depth reports for everyone. That does not work well. Okay, so Scott read his check-in statement, and of course that kept it focused and concise. Now, using the check-in statement form, we're on page 415, by the way, focus note 7. It says, you can access supervision forms from the Stephen Minister online library at stephenministries.org/library. Good idea. Set up your account with Stephen Ministry if you don't have it, and you will get your forms off the online source. If you wind up having a problem with that for some reason, I try to keep some extra forms hard copy with me, but please don't rely on me. You have access to this information. These documents are available to you. Please take the initiative to have them and have a little bit of a stock of the ones you're going to use. Now, practice preparing a check-in statement. Instructions for preparing a check-in statement. See, what we're going to do in the class at this point is actually give you a little time to prepare a check-in statement. What you're going to do is work alone. This is not a partner thing. Use the provided form I handed out. And use the situation you were supposed to come up with in accordance with the instructions in your pre-class reading. It asked you to come up with a caring relationship situation that you could use to fill out a check-in form and to fill out an in-depth. Actually, you'll be doing that too. So I give only 5 minutes at this point. The program only gives 5 minutes to prepare the statement using the relationship you came up with in your reading assignment. Now, in focus note 8, page 415, focus note 8, it gives you instructions for preparing that check-in statement. So you'll want to read through those instructions so you understand what you're doing. So again, you work alone, use the copies of the form I gave you. In the next session, you're going to read your check-in statement to the group. So you want to be sure whatever you come up with, you're comfortable enough to share that relationship with others. You have 7 minutes. Now, if you don't get done, let's say someone doesn't get done in 7 minutes, and they may not, as long as you get that statement completed at home before the next meeting, which is next week, that's just fine. So hold on to your check-in statement and bring it to the next class, because you're going to use it when we practice small group peer supervision. That's in part 2 of this module. Okay. One of the things I'm just mentioning at this point, there can be a break in the regular rotation for an in-depth report, and that
can be at the request of the Stephen Minister, and we try to accommodate those requests if it becomes necessary that they must give their report more quickly than they're on the roster to do. That can be arranged. Now we're going to talk about the in-depth reports and discussions. Turn to page 416 in your book, please. Let's see, moving along here. I'm trying to flip the pages in two different books as we go. Okay. Let's talk about in-depth reports and discussions. Now, the in-depth report and discussions are the heart of Stephen Ministry supervision. So remember, it's the heart of the supervision ministry meeting, the in-depth report. The Stephen Minister shares an in-depth report about their caring relationship. The supervision group uses focus question sets, which is what I alluded to before, and I show a sample of them. I have little brochures that the Stephen Ministers will be getting as their personal copies. You don't have to work out of your workbook. And they help to lead the discussion. You want to look more closely at key aspects of the caring relationship to understand the caring relationship better. So the focus questions help us to do that. They help us to provide the support and encouragement to the Stephen Minister, and they help the Stephen Minister to decide how to proceed in the relationship. Now, the first scheduled Stephen Minister at this point reads their in-depth report. Typically, for our size group, we'll have two in-depth reports each meeting, each supervision meeting. There'll be a regular rotation, again, of Stephen Ministers, so everyone has the opportunity to do an in-depth report about every 6 weeks to 2 months. And again, it can vary depending on the size of the group. The regular rotation may need to be adjusted, as I said, because of an urgent situation with a Stephen Minister and their care receiver, but for the most part, it will stand, you know, as is. In most cases, it's going to work just fine. The importance of preparation, I can't emphasize this enough. As with the check-in statement, the in-depth report needs to be done ahead of time, in advance. This is the only way that this will be an effective tool, because you're going to have about 25 minutes to deliver your in-depth report, this is at the meeting, and receive supervision for your caring relationship every time you come up and are scheduled to report. If you take the time to prepare, you'll get the most out of that time. If you don't take the time to prepare, you will ramble. You will get into areas you should not bring up at the meeting. Unrelated topics, it just doesn't go well. And you won't go away with as much help as you really need. In-depth report options. Okay, in your pre-class reading, you might have noted there's two options for preparing your in-depth report. See focus note 9 now, page 416. You can either use the caring relationship in-depth report is what I'd handed out to you, or the distinctively Christian care in-depth report. If you look at appendix C, which follows your pre-class reading, it's on page 399-400. This is the caring relationship in-depth report. You can look it over, or you can look over the one I handed out. They're the same thing. It provides an overview of the state of your caring relationship so you and your supervision group can consider all the questions that might be appropriate about present and future of your caring relationship. Now, Mary in the video used this form to give her in-depth report. The distinctively Christian care in-depth reports on pages 401, 402. And that I asked the group, the class, to look over. Now, so you get an idea of what the differences are. Usually the difference is mainly that there may be some spiritual issues that may come up in your caring relationship. And so this report helps you to bring those out. In the video, Michael completed this form because he and his care receiver were experiencing and dealing with some spiritual issues. Note though, in both forms, there are questions in bold print. They match questions in your check-in statement. So there is some redundancy, and it's done for a reason. When you're scheduled to give an in-depth report, you will not give a check-in statement. The information, essential information in the check-in statement, you're already going to give when you give the in-depth, so it's not necessary to do both. Remember that these forms can be downloaded from Stephen Ministry, the website. Please do that when you need more. And remember to write out your answers in advance so you can give an accurate, concise report, protecting confidentiality. See, that's the other thing. When we don't do things in advance, confidentiality is very easy to breach. Now, demonstration of an in-depth report. The next clip we play in the class is a clip of the in-depth report again. Focus note 10 in your book, which is on page 417-18. You want to keep it in front of you as we play this, this part of the clip of the video, because Mary's going to give her in-depth report, and it gives you kind of a something to look at while she's doing that. Now, as we did with the check-in, after the video clip, we give some time in the class for you to actually write an in-depth report, and you have the form to do that. You're going to once again do this alone. Use a copy of the Care and Relationship In-Depth Report that I handed out. And instructions for this skill practice can be found in Focus Note 11 on page 419. Okay? So go ahead and read that, read over those directions, and complete the form. You have 10 minutes. Now, if you don't have enough time, and you may not, 10 minutes is not a lot of time, just be sure that you have it completed before the next session and bring that form and the check-in statement to the next class. Some of you, not all of you necessarily, will have the chance to share your in-depth reports when we practice small group peer supervision in part two of the module. Okay, explore the caring relationship. All right, slide 11 for me. It says the in-depth reports and discussions. Here's how the flow goes. The first scheduled, and by the way, you can look at your focus note, 11, and it is on page, it's on page 419 in your workbook. The first scheduled Stephen Minister reads their report. Step two, explore the caring relationship. Three, supervise/support the Stephen Minister. Four, end the discussion of the caring relationship. Five, a second round of in-depth for the second Stephen Minister. Once the Stephen Minister is given their report, the group begins to explore the caring relationship in-depth, thus the name. They use skills like validating and affirming. Because it's very possible a Stephen Minister may wonder, you know, if their thoughts and feelings about the relationship are normal, they're okay. So it's important that the members of the group validate and affirm the Stephen Minister before jumping into the discussion. So you do what you can do and what you're trained to do very well. Focus Note 12, page 419, gives you examples of validating. And remember, validating doesn't necessarily mean you're judging anything. You're validating what you heard. So this is video clip number 3. It's about 60 seconds. Also, try to affirm, compliment, and build up the Stephen Minister. So we pause after that video clip. Now, if you take a look at Focus Note 13, it'll give examples of affirmations. And the class reads that. Now, once the Stephen Minister has heard what he's done well, it's easier to accept suggestions for improvement. Like anyone, we like to know that there's some positive going on and we can better accept that we can improve. I think everyone has an understanding that that's very possible, but we also like to know we're doing a pretty good job in some areas. Okay, so video clip 4 is on affirmation, affirming the Stephen Minister giving the report. And again, it's about a minute long. Okay, so now, use focus questions. We're not going to do a lot of that in this class, but it is a very important tool that's used. So focus questions are a significant part of how we're going to explore the Stephen Minister's caring relationship during an in-depth report. you're going to learn more about using the tool in your pre-class reading for the next class. Now, step three. Okay, step three, supervise and support the Stephen Minister. The group will supervise and support the Stephen Minister during the in-depth. Actually, when we do that for the Stephen Minister, it's like the Stephen Minister doing that for the care receiver. So you're getting the benefit of that kind of support and affirmation. You focus on the process and try to get the Stephen Minister come up with the solution. So again, the group's going to focus on the process. Stephen Minister is too, but you're going to help the Stephen Minister come up with solutions. We listen, reflect thoughts and feelings. So you would pray for the Stephen Minister, you know, that we're saying the group would. Share from your own experiences. You provide a caring, trust-filled atmosphere, confidential atmosphere, where the Stephen Minister can receive support and guidance and accountability. Again, the more secure they feel in that setting, the better and more helpful this will be for them. Supervision helps the Stephen Minister feel cared for and more confident as a caregiver. The Stephen Minister will leave supervision with a plan as to what to do next in the caring relationship, so you're not alone. Step four, end the discussion of the caring relationship. Now, how long might the discussion last? We allocate about 25 minutes. Concentrate on the most important issues, because that 25 minutes can go fast. How does the discussion end? Well, the Stephen leader ends the discussion by trying to help the group summarize what they've been talking about. Focus note 14 on page 421 is a good example of how that's done. Questions for wrapping up the in-depth discussion. Now we're going to watch the last video clip, number 5, ending the in-depth discussion. It's 1 minute. It's the last video clip. And Sean, the group facilitator, invites Mary to summarize what she had taken away from the discussion. It's a good way to handle the end of the discussion. Okay. Number 5. What happens next? The second round of in-depth with the second Stephen Minister. Again, usually we have 2 reporting. You see, everything's timed in this meeting pretty close. And if we lose the timing, the meeting will go on and on. and plus it's not as productive if we don't stick to a plan. So what we have some flexibility, of course, but we have to try to stay to the plan. So at least now you'll understand why. I think you'll see it works better. Now, the end of the supervision session. At the end of the session, first of all, we'll evaluate small group peer supervision. You're going to get a chance to evaluate how things went through the session, your level of participation, and the effectiveness of the supervision group overall. There's 2 forms. They're questionnaires. Usually you're going to use the questions for regular supervision group evaluation, and I hand those out, and you can do them right at the table. Once in a while, I may hand out the questions for periodic supervision group evaluation. You don't have that one. It's more detailed. It's detailed enough that you won't complete it at the table. You'll complete it and bring it back the following meeting. And when we do that, we usually limit the meeting to 1 in depth, because it can take time to discuss that questionnaire results. So at the next session, we're going to go over the periodic evaluations and discuss everyone's answers. This takes place, as I said, at the next class. That would take the place of an in-depth. So the periodic evaluations, the routine ones that are done, you know, mostly every meeting, not all the time. Those are just to be handed in. And if I see a trend or something that I think I should mention at the meeting, I would do so. Then we assign the next in-depth reporters, who the next 2 Stephen Ministers are going to be in accordance to the regular rotation. There's the closing prayer. A Stephen Minister had volunteered to lead the group in that prayer, so they're ready to go. and the meeting draws to a close. Now, I will say it's not mentioned, but I add some quote-unquote housekeeping issues, just some things to bring up to the group that have nothing to do with directly with supervision or continuing ed. They might have something to do with continuing ed. And then we know where we're going for the next meeting. I'll make assignments for the opening and closing prayer for the two the next two people giving in-depths, that type of thing. So you need to remember that supervision is one of the keys to effective Stephen ministry. There's no question about that. If you look at Focus Note 15 on page 422, it contains information from Stephen ministers as to what supervision has meant to them. I would ask you to take that under advisement. There's some really, really helpful comments. That's it. You have now worked through the first module on the topic of quality Christian care, supervision. Next week, we look at module 2. Supervision, a key to quality Christian care, same title, part 2. Now, there's two main points to the next meeting. We're going to practice using the focus questionnaires, and then we're going to talk about balancing confidentiality with the need to give and receive supervision. So we know it's a delicate balance between how much information you give and yet giving enough so that you can receive effective supervision. So if you give too much, then you jeopardize confidentiality. So there's a balance. We'll discuss it. We also practice a supervision session. So you'll want to please read the pre-class reading for next week, pages 425 to 431, and look over the focus question sets A through H on pages 433 to 438. As I said, I'll have some little booklets for you to use instead of the book. It's a little less cumbersome. And those of you who become Stephen ministers will have those and you'll own them. They're very handy little tools. Also, I'm going to ask you to look back at the pre-class reading for today's session, starting on page 387, The Process and Tools of Small Group Peer Supervision. That will help you. Next time we meet, we'll use the check-in form and the caring relationship in-depth report you prepared today or you complete through the week. So you want to be sure to have them with you. Any questions? Hearing none, there'll be some at the group. With the group, I can assure you. I'd like to just close with our prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for entrusting us with Stephen Ministry. Thank you for all the ways you support and encourage us for this ministry, including our supervision groups. Give us your grace so that we remain faithful to the trust you've given us. Bless our supervision groups and work through each of us to enable the highest quality, most distinctively Christian care possible for our care receivers. We ask this in the name of your Son. Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed week.